Good morning. It's 8:38. It's FLX Morning Tuesday, and it's time to get healthy with your Medicine Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbide has moved up to the big office. So Kimberly Alok was here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Did you get her office?
I will be getting her office, so I'll be coming downstairs, which my knees are very thankful for.
Well, very good. So we've been talking a little bit in our previous visits about the 100th anniversary celebration for Soldiers and Sailors Hospital in Penn Yan, and we've got some new things lined up.
Yeah, we have a couple new events that we've got settled off for the community. The first one is going to be on Saturday, July 27th. It's a Buckwheat Pancake Breakfast at Benton Fire Department. It's going to be from 7 to 11 a.m. on the 27th of July. And then we also have a community chicken barbecue that the Penn Yan Fire Department is going to be hosting for us. I don't have the exact date for that right now, but that is in the works. And also we've partnered with Seneca Farms, and everyone loves Seneca Farms ice cream.
Yeah.
So they're doing a Century Salute ice cream for us. It's going to be a cherry vanilla flavor. And they'll be selling it in pints and quarts, and then a portion of the sales will come back to benefit the hospital to celebrate the 100th birthday. So there'll be more information coming out on that. And again, we have the large cocktail party on October 24th at the mansion on Cuca Lake.
Wow.
And so there'll be a couple other things that we have in the works for the centennial celebration.
Yeah, keep listening to these segments, and we'll keep you up to date on all those. We love to have first-time guests, so introduce us to our new visitor.
I'm very excited to introduce Nicole Magnera. Nicole has been with us for almost 2 years, and she is the administrator at Huntington Living Center, which is one of our skilled nursing facilities in Waterloo. So, Nicole.
All right, good morning.
Hello.
It's great
good
to
morning.
Have you here.
Good to be
so,
here.
So we always like to learn about our first-time guests. Tell us a little bit about your path to administering a living center. I know you started out with a focus on nutrition, so tell us about your path through education and healthcare and your job at Huntington Living Center.
I did. I started out as a dietitian. I decided to go into long-term care as a dietitian mainly for my grandfather. He was one of the most important people in my life, which sparked my interest in long-term care when he originally had to go in for a short rehab stint in Rochester. So I started out as a floor dietitian, worked my way up to a clinical nutrition manager, and was just fascinated with the ability that the administrators had to have such an impact on the elders, on the daily operation decision making, and really affected their quality of life based on their decisions. So I really wanted to kind of move up and be able to make that impact as well.
So tell us a little bit about Huntington Living Center.
So Huntington Living Center is a 160-bed facility. We do some short-term rehab. We have a locked special needs unit, Alzheimer's dementia unit.
It must be, and we're going to talk about a brand new initiative, but it just in terms of senior care in general, the way we think about aging has really changed, and I assume the needs of older people have really changed. It's got to be a very exciting time to be in this field.
It is. I mean, when you think about the typical nursing homes from years and years and years ago, it was very much an institutionalized setting. That is not the culture of nursing homes now. We want it to be a home-like environment. The families and the residents need to be engaged and involved in their level of care and what they expect. And we work with them. We work for them, and they're not just another resident or another patient. And we really make sure that they know that they are just as much of a part of the care team as the nurse manager, as the dietitian.
And I think in general, older people are probably more active than they were a generation ago. So I know that part of what you do is planning all these great activities that the residents go on.
Yes, our activities crew at Huntington is really great. They do a wonderful, wonderful job. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about this. It's a national initiative. It's called Age-Friendly Health Systems, and Huntington is one of a handful in the nation that are pioneering in this sort of step back, take a look at everything we do, and how can we be better?
Yeah, so it's essentially what it is it's a different model of care. Like I said, instead of your traditional institutional base, there's the 4 M's framework. The 4 M's include what matters to the resident, their mobility, their mentation, and medications. And it's really a focus on all 4 of those components, but each of those components are intertwined and affect each other as well. And what it does is it makes the residents' goals and what they want to see put at the forefront to ensure that they really are getting the best quality of care.
So let's talk first about mentation, because I'd never heard that term before. So explain that one.
It has a couple different components. So mentation talks about their mood. So if the depression scale, their cognition, and kind of a delirium, a state of delirium that some residents can come into, whether they're having maybe an acute illness like a UTI, they can be in a state of delirium. So looking at that, and what can we do? Do they have adequate hydration? Have they had enough sleep? You know, before we start looking at medications, before we just assume that it may be a dementia getting worse, let's take a look at that and make sure that those small components are in place. Are their hearing aids in place? Are they 100% in their baseline state of mind before we start treating something else?
It sounds like we're beginning to really see a connection between the body and the mind. For example, I always remember my grandfather was doing fine and then had a fall. And after that fall, his mental state went really downhill. I have this theory that I think having to heal the body sometimes takes resources away from the mind or something. We see this in so many older people that they're doing fine, they show no signs of any dementia, but then they have some kind of physical injury, and then you start to see signs of dementia that go with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a physician, so I don't want to speak too much to that, but I have seen it myself where, you know, they'll get a UTI and they'll get fatigued. And yes, they are using the energy to, you know, help heal those things and correct those things. And you can see that they go into a state of delirium where they can get more confused while that's going on. And some go back to their original baseline and some have a new baseline after that. And that's where they're going to live going forward.
And by the way, on the UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health website, there is a link to this national initiative. So how did Huntington Living Center come to be involved in this?
So we are a member of HANES, which is the organization that developed the 4Ms framework and is helping organizations all over the state implement it into their care teams. It involves not only skilled nursing, but assisted living, acute care hospitals, practices. So it's not one type of medical setting. And really what the initiative is to really understand what it's like to be a person 65 and older, either going to the doctor or in the hospital or in the nursing home, and how can we make sure that we are treating them appropriately with the best quality of life with their goals in mind.
So another of these four M's is what matters. So how do you go about determining what's important to the resident and what they want to see in their care?
So me personally, I feel like this is the most important four M's because you're really asking the person what matters most to you. And that's actually one of the questions that we ask at Huntington. So the first thing that the social workers do when the resident gets admitted to Huntington is they ask three questions. The three questions that they ask is, what matters to you? What do you want us to know about you? And what would make tomorrow a great day? And based on those questions, we can tailor what we want to do for them to make sure that they are getting the care that they need and they're living in a setting that they're comfortable with and they're happy with. You know, nobody wakes up tomorrow and says, I can't wait to go to a nursing home. But if we can make it so they're comfortable and happy in that setting, then that's a win for us. So if they miss their pet and they're saying, I really miss my pet, I can say, well, if you give me the proper documentation, you can bring the pet in and we can help. So then that's going to make you happier. Then maybe you don't get depressed. Then we don't have to put you on depression medication. So it all kind of intertwines.
Are you getting any surprises when you ask those questions? Are you getting some answers that maybe you didn't anticipate that are steering you in a little different direction?
No, most of it is really just, you know, I like the what do you want us to know more about you? And people love to share their life experiences. So we can actually change what type of activities that we include them in based on what we know about them. Do they play the piano? Do they want to go outside? What do they like to eat? Those things we can all tailor their meals, their activities, their schedule, their level of care based on what we know about them now. And it's just as simple as asking that question. And I think a lot of times in healthcare, especially when we've been in the field for a long time, we get desensitized and they become a resident and they become a patient and we forget to ask those questions. And it's really important that we know as much about these people as people as possible.
And I know a lot of those things help stave off any signs of dementia. I've been told, for example, if people, if they do what they did when they were working, you know, if they worked with numbers, if they were in a bank situation or accounting or something, if they work with numbers, it keeps their mind stronger.
Well, yeah, you want to exercise a muscle, right?
Right.
Keep it stronger. Yeah. Keep it in use.
Mm-hmm. Now, another one of these four M's is medication, and it's very easy over time. You get this doctor prescribes this, this doctor prescribes that, and then you have reactions and things. So that's one of the things you're looking at is what medications are really necessary, and giving, I guess, the resident more of a voice in medication. Is that right?
Absolutely. So the first thing that the provider will do upon admission is review the medication list that they're coming over with, either from home or the hospital or wherever they're getting transferred from. You know, deprescribing is the goal. We don't want polypharmacy. We don't want people on a lot of medications. Unfortunately, upon admission, we don't really know them that well. So it's, you know, it's a double-edged sword. But in addition to that, they are seen 30, 60, and 90 days from a provider after admission, every 90 after that. And then we also have a team that sits down quarterly at our facility with our pharmacy that we contract with. The pharmacist comes in and we do a med review for a possible gradual dose reduction or med minimization.
Wow. And then the fourth of these M's is mobility, and that's just making sure that the living space is safe and that the patient... does this involve things like exercising and stuff to improve balance and mobility?
It is. It's a lot about maintenance. So our therapy team will assess the resident for their most independent way of being mobile, whether it be in a wheelchair all by themselves or being able to walk with a walker or even just being able to walk. Some of our people, the most independent that they have is to be able to roll on one side in bed. But it's important to identify where they're the most independent, where they need the least amount of help. Because like I said, we don't want to be in a nursing home. We want to do things for ourselves. We want to go to the kitchen and make ourselves a sandwich, right? We don't want to have somebody help
sure.
us do that. So we want to keep them as independent as possible. So we identify their most independent level of mobility, and we make sure that they do that at least 3 times a day to maintain it. And then we identify opportunities for therapy to pick them up, to work with them to either improve or maintain if they should have an acute illness, maybe, you know, get sick for a couple days and they've been laying in bed and now they need some strengthening. They'll pick them back up to get them back to where they were before.
I don't have the date right in front of me, but I want to say this is this week. One of the cool things that Finger Lakes Health, UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health does is the community mobility screening for the public for people 65 and over, where they're put through their paces and checked for any sort of balance issues, inner ear things or anything like that, which is a real cool free service for anybody that goes, geez, I'm a little tippier than I used to be.
Yeah, therapy at Finger Lakes Health is phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about them. They really are a phenomenal, phenomenal team.
Yeah, find out more about this at flhealth.org. The website's got a link to this this new national initiative based on the four M's: what matters, medication, mentation, and mobility. Thanks for being with us. So great stuff, and it's got to be really exciting to be in on the ground floor of something like this and think that you're going to help shape the future of care for the elderly.
It is. This is an initiative that I really, it was very easy to get behind and implement, and it is very exciting because I think it makes a big difference to the elders in our community.
All right. Nicole Magnera, Administrator at Huntington Living Center. I'm sure we'll talk again, and we look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Kimberly, as always.
It's good to see you, Ted.
We appreciate it. We do this every 2 weeks. We've been doing it for a long, long time. It's 8:51 FLX Morning.